It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felgen Maserati on a Wednesday. Maz, how you doing?
Good. You?
Big Jim Murray, hi.
Hi.
We're coming to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. I thought we'd start Bruins.
Okay.
One game suspension for Charlie McAvoy. I'm going to ask you how you feel about it, but I'm going to start by saying I am disgusted by the Bruins fan reaction to this thing. The amount of crying and caterwauling I've heard about the one game suspension grosses me out, frankly.
It's unbecoming. A lot of people have become Maple Leafs fans. So have fun looking in the mirror knowing that.
Or Patriots fans or Celtics fans. I like to hold the Bruins, and maybe this is my problem. Maybe I'm just wrong. But I like to hold the Bruin fan in a higher regard, just a little bit. I think they're the best fans in town. Meaning, and my definition of best fans is the fan that is most likely to call it like it is, be critical of their team.
Sure.
Be realistic about their team.
Honest.
Yeah, I feel they're the most honest, authentic fan in town. That's my definition of best. Not that they're the most or the most ardent or anything like that, but that thing. Most honest, genuine fan. So when your guy clearly lines someone up and cranks them in the head at a time when the league is specifically cracking down on head hits, and the guy gets a game, and you spend 2-3 days crying about it, you know what I really am? I'm disappointed in you, Boston.
Scold them, you get a wag.
No, I'm disappointed. I am. I do. I expect more.
Okay, so here's what I would tell you, that I actually think the league did you a solid. And I said this yesterday. When it happened in real time, my fear was they're going to toss him and then he'll miss game 7-2. I thought he was going to miss the third period of game 6 and then be bounced for game 7. I thought that that's what was going to happen. And credit to the league, because again, I wonder if they factored this into the decision when they gave him 2 minutes, although you told me yesterday that it couldn't have been a major anyway, right?
I guess that you can't give a major for a headshot in the playoffs or the regular season. I don't know. I forgot exactly what, but a major was not on the table. It was either 2 or the game misconduct.
Okay, so they could have tossed him. Right?
I think they could have tossed him.
Yeah. So
they could have given him a match penalty.
Yeah, Matt. That's game is.
And so in that scenario, you lose him for the third period of a 1-0 game, and then you lose him for game 7. And I thought that is horrible. And I give the league credit for, because again, I think there was some sort of mutual decision that said that we're not going to bounce him for both.
Because if you bounce him for both, that amounts to a 2-game suspension, and we're going to give him a game, and so he finishes this game. I think you made out. They let him finish the third period of a goal.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you're absolutely right.
I think the league did you a solid. I think the league said, no, you get a 1-0 lead here. He'll get 2 tonight, and then he's going to miss game 7. So you better win in game 6, and you did. So, like, to me, there's nothing to bitch about.
God.
I think the league, honestly, nailed it.
It couldn't have been more clear.
Bullseye.
It's the exact hit they're trying to get out of the game, and they've been trying to get it out of the game since Matt Cook.
They got it right on every level, because I think that two games, and essentially that's what would have happened in a 1-0 game. Your best defenseman goes. I think it would have been the equivalent of a 2-game suspension, and they stopped short of that. I think they did you a solid.
Well, one of the things you always talk about with the Bruins fans is that they're so knowledgeable about their sport overall. They watch the other games. They've seen hits like this before. They know that this type of punishment ends up coming down from the league. A game. It happened with Joe Thornton in the last series against Vegas that they just played. Of course this is what he was going to get for a hit like that. What the hell did you expect? The only thing, look, even I for a minute turned into like, you know, the Mook fan that was like, well, why should it translate from one series to another? That shouldn't matter. But again, the league has cracked down on these type of hits. What did you expect to happen?
Oh, God. So that's just, I think the Bruins actually did well with it. I think it could have been a lot worse. For Maz's point, exactly. They easily could have given McAvoy the match and a game, and then he's out, and maybe you're playing game 7 tonight instead of, you know, lying TU, toes up somewhere, resting for game 1 tomorrow. And so I think you did all right with that. And the caterwauling and the bitching, oh, it's unbecoming. Save that for Celtics fans, would you please? But item number 2, and it's just sort of it's all a jumping off point, a little bit. And I mentioned this to Maz yesterday off the air, that, I think Cam Neely, Don Sweeney get a lot of grief in this town. And if not a lot of grief, then certainly I don't think there's a lot of trust in those guys. And, I would say rightfully so. Rightfully so. If you're stacking those guys, the Neely Sweeney thing, up against the other three guys in town, I think they are rightfully in fourth place. I don't think there's any question about it. I think you do and should trust Ainge more. I think you should probably trust Dombrowski more.
That one's close.
And that brain trust. Okay, but I think they get the nod. I do. And Belichick's, not even worth debating. So Neely Sweeney are fourth place. If they win this series, Don Sweeney as GM in his 4 years would have gone from out of the playoffs to first round the first year, second round the next year, finals. That seems like a pretty good progression to me. And for Neely, in his 9 years as president, he took over in 2010. It would be his third cup final in 9 years. And I sort of wonder, it's just sort of a chance and a point to do this and say, how do you feel about those guys? How do you feel about those guys? Is it their doing? Are they the architect? Or did this just happen? Your goalie got hot, and all the players that were here and acquired under Mike O'Connell and Peter Chiarelli stayed healthy and are producing, and that's why you're here. And it really has nothing to do with Don Sweeney or Cam Neely. How do you feel about that? What is it?
I mean, to me, it's a little bit of both. But when you say, how do I feel about them, what I would tell you is pretty good. Pretty good.
I mean,
not great.
Rank the most important players. Rask, Chiarelli.
You're talking about the performance of this postseason?
Give me the most important players on their team right now. Parse it however you want.
Rask, McAvoy.
Okay. So McAvoy second?
Right now,
I might put McAvoy first.
More important than Rask?
Yeah. For the future of the team?
No, I'm talking about right now.
That's why I said to you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Responsible for where they are right now in the playoffs.
Rask.
Okay, one. That's Chiarelli.
Marchand.
Okay, that's O'Connell, frankly. Drafted in that bridge year between O'Connell and Chiarelli. I always give O'Connell credit for that one.
McAvoy.
Okay, that's Sweeney.
Bergeron. Yeah.
Is O'Connell.
Chara.
Carlo
is Sweeney. You put Carlo above Chara?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
Carlo's been better than Chara.
Fair enough. Okay, so Sweeney has one. Chara is really, again, that bridge between O'Connell and Chiarelli. Chiarelli doesn't get credit for him, but it was way before these guys.
I mean, we're doing this on the spot. Krejci's got to be up there, too.
Okay, O'Connell.
Krejci's been really, really good.
O'Connell draft pick.
DeBrusque, go with another Sweeney guy.
Sweeney. So now we've got 3 of the 8.
I mean, I tell you that since he's been out there, Corrali's been important. So that's a Sweeney guy, too, right?
Okay, that's a Sweeney guy, 4-9.
So, again, this is why I would tell you, though, pretty good.
I don't have your answer.
It's an exercise.
This is a genuine question. Do you folks like Sweeney and Neely? Or are they just gotten lucky here because the goalie's gotten hot and a lot of the old guys have stayed healthy and are producing?
And the field has been favorable.
Let's not leave out the most important thing. Thank you, Maz. Perhaps the most important thing. You have had the golden brick road to the Stanley Cup Finals like you read about. The Whale. You drew the Whale is the team that's standing, not Washington, who has your number, or the two-time Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins. You didn't have to face the Lightning. You've got the whale standing between you and the Stanley Cup final. So the road opens up like you read about, like Moses and the Red Sea. Or do you give Neely and Sweeney credit?
Well, I give them some. I don't give them all, though, because they caught some breaks. But this is why I say when the question is, how do I feel? I would say pretty good. Not great. Not good. Pretty good. I mean, I think it's going in the right direction. And I'll tell you the big thing that I give Sweeney points for.
You think they know what they're doing?
Roughly.
Yeah, roughly.
It's still not both guns. For a guy...
No, it isn't.
I mean, for Neely, who's been... If they win this series, that's three finals in 9 years. That's a really solid track record. I think the majority of people would go, I don't know if I really trust that guy. And I'm not telling you you're wrong to feel that way.
Because so many in-season trades have been even though they seemingly nailed them this year.
How do you always
have to go back to that 2015 draft? Okay, they nailed it with DeBrusque, but those other two? Holy crap.
Yeah, no, that draft was bad. I mean, you got to hit two out of three there at a minimum. But I'll tell you what I think the biggest feather in their cap is. McAvoy and Carlo. That's a big one. I mean, if we're asking the question today, given where they are and how those two kids are playing, and again, we talked about the changing of guard that's going on D. You know, Chara's being phased out, but they now have two guys there that can lead a defensive pairing in the top four.
So, you know, a good litmus test or jumping off point is who we see starting tomorrow night. That's Dougie Hamilton coming in with the Hurricanes. And it was Sweeney's first big move. First big move, just after he gets the job, he trades Doug Hamilton, which upset all the local beat guys who were, again, still weirdly loyal to Chiarelli and that whole regime. So they really hammered Sweeney for it because he only gets back a first and 2 seconds. And I say only because that's how it was portrayed at the time. You only get back a first and 2 seconds. A first and 2 seconds for Doug Hamilton. Is that... In hindsight, that bad of a return?
No, not at all.
I actually think it's pretty good.
Because I think they were right to trade Doug Hamilton. I think they were absolutely, and you know, Doug Hamilton didn't want to be here. So I think they offered him the money and he didn't want it because the guy's weird. He's a squirrely, weird dude, kind of a puss bag, which we'll get to. And you know, if you watch that Washington series with Ovechkin, you know it. Weird dude, weird family influences, weird sort of guy. No one that I would want to build a team around. And so they let him go and they trade him. And in hindsight, I think it was the right move. I don't want to hitch my wagon to that guy. Who'd you rather have, Charlie McAvoy or Doug Hamilton?
McAvoy.
Okay, I think that's obvious. So I think Sweeney sort of wins in that. And in hindsight, when I look at the return, a first and 2 seconds, that's sort of fair for a guy who's not a franchise defenseman as much as the local guys wanted to tell us he was. Dougie Hamilton is not a franchise defenseman.
And the first was in the middle of the first. It wasn't at the end.
Here's the problem. The first and 2 seconds, you know what they got you? Let me tell you. Zach Senyshyn, Forsbacka Carlson, and Jeremy Lauzon.
So we don't know about Lauzon yet.
All I'm saying is guys that have given you nothing for this current run.
Correct.
So if Carolina wins this series, Dougie Hamilton's going to be in the middle of it. And if you win this... those three guys will have nothing to do with it. So the problem is what they did with those picks. And we're showing a graphic right now where we will on NBC Sports Boston that will just...
Every time you see it, it makes you want to die.
That rattles your bones. Okay? So that they use one of that first-round pick for that infamous 2015 draft where they had three first-round picks in the middle of it, 13, 14, 15. We're showing a graphic right now. And you can just look this up yourself. We're showing draft picks 5 through 35. All-stars, the three on top, the four on the bottom. There are, what is that, eight?
Seven.
Seven all-stars from 5 to 35. You had three picks in that range and got none of them. So what we have is the three that were drafted ahead of them, Noah Hanifin, who you wanted, Rowenski, who you just saw, and Rantanen, the winger who's part of that great line in Colorado above him, and then Barzal, Thomas Chabot, Brock Boeser, and Sebastian Aho, who you'll see this round below him. You had a chance that those bottom four guys, you drafted Zboril, DeBrusque, Senyshyn, and they've contributed. I mean, DeBrusque obviously has contributed something, so you got something out of it. But so that draft sort of haunts them and should haunt them. They blew it. That was a rich draft. That was a talent-rich draft.
No question. Yeah, they whiffed. I mean, Whiff is a little strong because of DeBrusque, but they had a minimum get 2 out of 3 there, and they didn't even get one of the best players.
So, I mean, and you go back to that era, there were 2 signature trades that were made. The Doug Hamilton trade, which the return is really not that bad. The Milan Lucic trade, which the return was a freaking Grand Slam home run. The Milan Lucic trade, quickly, you got back a first-round pick, Colin Miller, and Martin Jones. You then turned around quickly and traded Martin Jones to San Jose for their first-round pick and Sean Corrali.
Correct.
So Milan Lucic, who was cashed.
And I think he had a year left.
He was done. Got you 2 first-round picks, Colin Miller and Sean Corrali. Now, you peed away Colin Miller with the expansion move, which I hated then, I hate now. The talented young guy. Not a perfect player, but someone worth keeping. And Corrali is sort of like the Julian Edelman equivalent for a Patriots guy who gives him credit for it. He's such a low-round pick. But anyway, that's what that got you. That was a Grand Slam home run. The problem is what you did with that first-round pick. It's Trent Frederick. It's not giving you anything. And the other first-round pick was Jacob Zboril. So the problem is not the return with Sweeney. It's some of those picks.
Correct.
But anyway, he's on the verge of the Stanley Cup Finals. And Neely's on the verge of his third. Do you have confidence in those guys or not? I don't think you do. That and the McAvoy suspension. Your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
While we accept McAvoy's argument that he is not intentionally attempting to hit Anderson in the head, he takes an angle of approach that cuts along the front of Anderson's body rather than through the near shoulder and core. And having taken an angle of approach that would already make a full body check difficult to execute, McAvoy then elevates his shoulder up and into the head of Anderson rather than staying low and aiming for Anderson's chest or far shoulder. In addition, Anderson does not materially change the position of his body or head immediately prior to or simultaneous with this hit in a way that significantly contributes to the head being the main point of contact. If McAvoy wishes to deliver this check, he must stay low and take an angle of approach that hits through the core of Anderson rather than one that makes his head the main point of contact. To summarize, this is an illegal check to the head. McAvoy has been neither fined nor suspended previously in his 117-game NHL career. The Department of Player Safety has suspended Charlie McAvoy for 1 playoff game.
There's the NHL Player Safety Office video on it, which again remains a pretty cool idea. At least they're transparent about it. You can agree or disagree. I know some of you disagree. Ridiculous. But at least they put it out there for you. And there it is. There's the explanation. To your phones, as promised, here's Derek in Maine. Lead us off.
Hey, guys, I think we can do without Charlie McAvoy for a game. I mean, if it was seven games, fine, freak out. But it's one game. We're going to win 4-3. We're all good.
Okay, well, there you go. And that's another thing. Can you beat Carolina without Charlie McAvoy?
Yep.
Yes.
Sure, of course.
For a game, maybe seven. You're better than this team. And in some respects, a lot better. In some places, a lot better. You're in this one, you should be a lot better in that. This one, they have good D. They have good young D. But you're way ahead of them in the forward. You're way more offense than that Carolina team. Way more. Carolina's Cinderella story. Young talent, but not developed talent. They, you know, not even close to you in terms of experience. Once you get past Justin Williams there, that 37-year-old winger who won all those cups in L.A.,
Mr. Game 7.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Overtime, Game 7, that guy. It's like no one on that team has done anything, I don't think. Did Stahl do anything? Maybe when he was at Pittsburgh, probably. But, you know, I don't know. They're very short on experience. Their D is good, but really young or soft like Hamilton.
Well, see, that I think their D is more offensive than defensive. But anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, no, but their goals against are good, and their D, I think their D is legit, just young. And their forwards are... You know, they're a bunch of guys. You should win this series. And you should be able to win it without McAvoy. Never mind a game. Okay, so, I mean, that's the whole other thing as well.
I mean, to me, again, it's one game. Like, I don't, and he deserved it. So they should be able to withstand that without much problem.
Joe in Pittsfield. Hi, Joe.
Yes, Mike, I agree with the thing about the suspension. You could see the way it looked, the way they explained it, the way he went by the head. But I think one of the things the Bruins have to take advantage of is teams like the Lightning, the Washington, and the Pittsburgh Penguins are not there. And this is a big advantage for them to get to the Stanley Cup final and see what they could do.
Joe, I'll tell you what. Unless it's the Sharks, who I think would match up well with you and I respect a great deal, I think the Sharks are a worthy opponent and are as good as you, if not better. But if you lost to any other combination of teams, if you lost to Carolina, or if you lost to Colorado, or if you lost to St. Louis now, if you lost to one of those teams, I would look back and say, oh, did you blow it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you blow it? If you lost to the Sharks again, they got a lot going. They just went to the finals a couple of years ago. They got two of the best defensemen in the entire league playing on one pair. There's a lot of good things I can say about San Jose. And if they play well, there's going to be a tremendous amount of sentimental pull for Joe Thornton, both internally there in San Jose and across the league. And Joe is sort of due. Like, there's all sorts of things I can tell you about how and why San Jose would win a series against you. The other teams, oh, that would be a gag.
I mean, look again, and tomorrow San Jose could be out, depending on what happens tonight.
And the way it's gone, San Jose is going to get bounced tomorrow night. Or is it tonight?
It's tonight.
No, it's tonight. Yeah, they're going to get bounced tonight.
Yeah, I say tomorrow, meaning when we show up tomorrow, we'll know. So, like, you couldn't, right now, you could not ask for a more favorable road. It's really unbelievable. The Bruins got through that Toronto series, and the thing has opened up wide for them. It's right there.
Bobby in Medford on Don Sweeney. Do you have faith in him?
Mostly, yes. That 2015 draft is obviously bad. I think the worst thing about that draft, though, is that they were so convinced that they were trading up that they were just unprepared to make those picks. And it's not going to hurt them now, obviously, but in 3 years when you don't have Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, and your top six is going to be looking pretty thin, and it's going to go right back to that.
That 2015 draft is going to catch up to them. And what you know, when I tell you that the Doug Hamilton return of first and 2 seconds isn't bad in hindsight, it's not. What makes it look horrible, though,
is who they picked.
Not just that. Okay, it's not just that. Seneshin, Forsbacka, Carlson, and Lawson, who's given you nothing. What makes it worse is that then Calgary turned around and was able to trade him for Noah Hanifin, the guy you wanted, who's a stud, I think, who does eventually project as that number one franchise defenseman, although he hasn't proven it yet either. So that's what, you know, you wanted to take all those assets and move them up to get Hanifin. You couldn't do it. You were left there with your Schmenzer in your hand on draft day, which is why you had to pick at 13, 14, 15. You blew them. Well, you didn't blow them all because, again, DeBrusk was in the middle. You know, you made two great draft picks in that era. You made the Charlie McAvoy pick and you made the DeBrusk pick. So those have been, you know, really good picks. The problem is the first rounders and the seconds that you got in these trades, the first rounder you got for Lucic, the first rounder you got for Martin Jones, go for Trent Frederick and Zach Senyshyn. You know, nothing and nothing. So it's like the trades don't give you a return. Sweeney, you know, good moves, bad moves. He's made some hellacious moves, man. Matt Bolesky.
Oh, my God, please. Maybe the worst.
Five-year deal. David Backes, 5 years, $30 million.
Ugh.
You know, this John Moore, the you know, the defenseman. You know, they signed him for 5 years.
Yeah, it was like 5 years at 2.5 or something.
5 years at 2.75 per. Not a big, you know, AAV, but five? 5 years? You're saddled with 5 years? You guys, your ninth defenseman? Like, blech. Again, you can't forget Jimmy Hayes. You just can't forget that one. I don't mind you giving up Riley Smith for Jimmy Hayes. I mean, give it a shot. You know they gave Jimmy Hayes a 3-year, $7 million deal?
Yep. So if I remember right, Hayes and Bolesky are the only two guys they've ever bought out.
Okay. So
Seinberg as well.
Oh, right. Well, that was at the end.
Who still has term left on that buyout.
Yeah, it was. So I forgot about Seinberg, too. That's right. But they had to buy out two of those guys.
I mean, there's a second and a fourth. A second and a fourth for Suitcase Lee Stepniak?
I take it back. They might not have bought out Bolesky. I think they sent him
whatever.
A trade, but whatever.
A second and a fourth for Lee Stepniak? Horrible. A third for John Michael Lyles? I mean, so they Sweeney's made some atrocious moves there. Rick Nash, last year.
That was a first, wasn't it?
First round pick. Spooner and Ryan Lindgren, that defenseman, the defense prospect. I don't know what he turned out to be, but a defense prospect.
Spooner.
For Rick Nash, it's a horrible deal. Horrible deal. Then again, I really liked his trade deadline this year. And I liked it the day it happened, and I like it every day. I like it every day that I watch Charlie Coyle play good three-zone hockey. He's like a true third-line center, Charlie Coyle. Really fills that role. Face-offs, defensively responsible, can give you some offense, some stupid turnovers like the rest of the team. But for the most part, a really solid, like you never feel bad about Charlie Coyle being out there. And I'm telling you, Marcus Johansson, even on nights when he's quote-unquote quiet, I think he's going to do something for you. I like him.
Hell, he got a goal in the last game, although Bobrovsky should have had it. But again,
I think he's going to be a factor as you go forward. He's going to score some big goals, set up some big plays. I think he's skilled. I like his skill. And so I liked that trade deadline. I really did. Ryan Donato for Charlie Coyle. That's one we're going to be watching into the future. What does Ryan Donato become? But anyway, Sweeney went from out of the playoffs to first round to second round to now third round in his 4 years. I don't know, it feels like the arrow's pointed up, but I don't think people have much faith in him. And again, part of me doesn't blame you. So we have that whole conversation as well. We continue with your thoughts. And again, Doug Hamilton is a litmus test. In some respects, I think it's a miracle that Carolina's even here carrying Dougie Hamilton back there. We'll get to that right after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And when you see a player bail out on a play and bail out literally on your team in a close game in the playoffs, you know that something is going to change. And this is Dougie Hamilton sees Ovechkin, and he just pulls up, lets Ovechkin get the puck, and it ends up in the back of your net. It's 3-0. Now, give credit to Alex Ovechkin. He was just imposing his will this whole game. But if you're a player
like Hamilton and a prominent player, you have to get that puck. You have to pay the price to make a play. You have to get hit. You have to do whatever you have to do.
That's Jeremy Roenick, NBC Sports. After this play in the last round, first round, Carolina, Washington. It's game five, I believe. There's a puck into the corner. Ovechkin's going after it. Doug Hamilton's going after it. And Doug Hamilton, if you haven't seen it, Google it, YouTube it, just go find it. Absolutely pusses out. Like, you almost never see a hockey player puss out. I mean, it is one of the all-timers. He's looking over his shoulder, sees Ovechkin, and lets Ovechkin go get the puck first in the corner. Because the first one to the puck was going to get hit by the other guy. And Hamilton absolutely let him go. Laid him in the corner. Ovechkin sets up whoever in front. They score a goal. They go on to win. I think that game 6-0 to take a 3-2 lead in the series.
Yeah, that was a 6-0 game.
And it was one of the biggest puss-out plays you will ever see.
I remember it. Well, go ahead.
And at that point, everyone said, well, Washington's up 3-2. Carolina's best defenseman, or one of their best defensemen, is a complete puss bag. They have no shot. Like Jeremy Roenick. Give me number two.
The fact that he bailed on that play totally changes where Carolina has been for the last 6 months of battling hard together, battling hard as an organization, celebrating with their team. Because Alex Ovechkin saw what happened and really dug it into Hamilton right after he scored. And even Ovechkin saw it. And you can't tell me that the players on that bench didn't notice that Dougie Hamilton pulled up and didn't pay the price to win in the playoffs. To me, for them to come back after a situation like that and come back together as a team, are we all bought in? Are we all together or are we not?
I mean, that's what I would have said after game five. That you lose 6-0 to Ovechkin in the Capitals when one of your best defensemen is absolutely jaking it into the corner like that? I would have buried him.
Oh, for sure. No question. And remember, was it the next game, too, where Ovechkin went to hit him on the boards on the side? And Hamilton kind of...
He only hit him again.
The matador. He gave him the matador, and Ovechkin hit the boards, and then Ovechkin gave him the chicken sign.
Yes, he did.
Like, you know...
Right in front of the Carolina bench.
Oh, to me, like, there's an easy, you know... DeBrusque and Backes, go get him.
So this is what I'm saying. This is I can't believe Carolina came back and wins with
this guy on their team.
With this guy on their team taking up so much minutes and so much important ice time. And so anyone who's on that left wing, now Backes, you know, generally plays on the right, but that's why it's Ovechkin, you know, who's ever down that wing. You chip it in the corner and go get Dougie.
Yeah, Marshy, whoever. Someone's going to just whack the crap out of him.
Go get Dougie. Oh, Marshy has a perfect guy. Not from a physical standpoint. Oh, chirp this guy. Oh, they got the goods on him. There's all sorts of weird stories about Dougie Hamilton.
And his parents' influence.
And his parents. And I'm not saying weird, you know, like he's sleeping with barnyard animals. I mean, like weird sort of stuff that he did when he was here about complaining about ice time or his, like, I don't even want to get into it. His parents involved. Like,
make sure Dougie.
Yeah, like youth hockey kind of stuff.
Like youth hockey kind of stuff. Like
Dougie.
Like parents calling to say, what's up with Doug? Like that sort of stuff. Now, I don't know if it's exactly that or not, but somewhere along those lines. Weird sort of. And there was, did he demand that his brother be traded here?
Something like that.
And then he went to Calgary and Calgary got his brother.
Something like that.
There's all sort, like the guy is soft.
Corrali's another guy that could knock him into next week.
So blast him when you get the chance, but you can just chirp him too. You know,
yeah, just say you look like Meep the Muppet.
You want to call Daddy on that one?
You think Marchand will use that one?
Oh, my God. I mean, Marchand's a perfect guy. Exploit that guy. Exploit him, Dougie Hamilton. Oh, and the writers here loved him. Oh, I don't know why.
DJ still tries to defend him.
Makes totally. Sick. Well, because that's a Shirelli thing. That's what I'm talking about. This is someone who's just arguing his point of view and not the facts and what's happened. Dougie Hamilton was not a number one guy here. Calgary couldn't wait to get rid of him. Carolina tried to trade him. Who's ever had him? He's like a hot potato. No one wants to keep him because he's bananas. Because he ain't right. And he does crap like that on the ice. So I had no problem trading Dougie Hamilton at the time. And I you know, that's one I was proven right on. Like, they don't miss that guy.
You know, he had 18 goals this year.
He puts up good numbers.
No, I'm just saying that.
And he's a good offensive defenseman. But if you actually want defense and toughness, good luck.
Oh, yeah, no, you got to pound the crap out of him. I'm just saying, like, the last couple of years combined, I think he's got 35 goals.
No, he puts up points.
I mean, he was a good offensive player when he was here. You remember him coming in on the right wing side there? How many times you see that where he would rush and pick a corner? He'd do it all the time. Like, there is skill there. So, and I'm not, but on the defensive end, that fourth line, Achari, whoever, Wagner, Corrali, hit the loving crap out of that guy.
Give me one more Roenick there. I generally don't like Roenick, but if he's ripping Hamilton, I'll take it.
Now, it's one thing, Anson, to make mistakes while you work. Everybody's going to make mistakes. But when you have commitment problems and you don't commit to take a hit to make a play, that's not work. That's just, are you committed to winning? And Dougie Hamilton didn't show it right there, and he's got to go back to his teammates and has to own up to that. Now, whether his teammates rally around him and say, listen, he's not usually like that, still, Washington changed their mentality when they saw that play.
Unbelievable that Carolina as a team rebounds from that. And, well, they haven't lost since, if you can believe that. They won the last two versus Washington and sweep the Islanders. They haven't lost since their quote-unquote franchise defenseman embarrassed himself. So, I don't know, maybe they got something going on there.
I mean, look, there's no question they got something going on, right? I mean, they've been playing musical chairs at goalie for crying out loud. They keep the puck out of the net over and over again. And remember, like, I think the Bruins are going to win the series. But one of the Bruins' worst games of the year was against them, right? Wasn't that the 5-0 game where they completely sucked? Or is that New Jersey?
Again, you're asking me a question I don't have
an
answer to.
They did have a bad one against them.
Yeah, it was. I just feel like I don't want to whistle past the graveyard either, but the Bruins should win the series.
Oh, no, it's the NHL. So if they play well, and you know, I mean, there's no guarantees. Absolutely not any guarantees. They should win. The Bruins should win this series. We continue with your thoughts on the McAvoy suspension, Hamilton, litmus test, Sweeney, Neely, all that. Long commercial-free segment next.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
They're just one of 20 guys. At this point in time, they've integrated really well. From day one, our guys have been very welcoming. You know, we did identify some areas that we felt we needed. You know, to their credit, they stepped in and provided those things. It's really a testament to, up and down our lineup and guys that have gone in and out of the lineup. You know, David Backus is a great example of that. You know, Noel gets hurt. Backus gets reinserted during the course of the series. The way Connor Clifton has stepped in. So, really, if you talk to the guys in our room, and I know you guys do on a daily basis, it's just about we've always had the next man up mentality. And it's a testament to the character and leadership of our group.
That's Don Sweeney yesterday on his deadline acquisitions. Charlie Coyle and Marcus Johansson. I think he did a good job with that. I liked him the day one. Day of. And I think they've both been a factor here in the postseason. Fit really well in that third line. But I think with some of the things that work against Sweeney, his track record's not great. And one of the things that works against him is that he's hard to relate to because he's a freaking bore to listen to, man. He's one of these Harvard guys.
He's got the Harvard disease.
He's got the Harvard disease. He's a nerd. I say that with love and respect in my heart, but or he's, you know, he's one of these guys that instead of saying team, he says group. Our group. We like our group in there. We have a good group in there. Really is a testament to the group, which is a new fangled way, you know, group, which the word bugs me because it's like that's meant for the business world. Yes, our group, our marketing group, our research group. We've got a good group. No, it's not a group. It's a team. It's a team. You have a team, not a group. But it's like he Harvardizes the thing. So it's sort of hard to relate to our group. Team. No, it's a team, Donnie. It's his team. You have a team.
Or a band.
It's a testament to your team and not your group. It's not like your tech group in back.
Our little tribe.
And so he's, you know, he ain't that interesting to listen to. He talks like a Harvard grad student, your group.
Oh, he's definitely get the Harvard thing. There's no two ways about it.
But
he I mean,
has he done a good job? Do you trust him? I don't think you do. Which again, I go back and forth with. But when he took over, missed the playoffs. Next year, made the playoffs. Year after that, made the second round. Now this year, year after that, third round.
Change coaches.
Yeah. Change coaches, nailed the coach.
They nailed the coach. You got to give him credit there.
Nailed the coaching thing. I think he stuck with Claude a year too much. You know, 2 years. I mean, I think they just stuck with Claude too long. So I actually give Sweeney, you know, not full marks for Cassidy because that came a year too late, brother. That came a year too late at least.
But he got the right guy.
But he got the right guy. But he got the right guy.
And I told you, a big one for me is the D. I mean, those two guys look that, you know, it feels like you're really undergoing a major shift organizationally now to sort of the backbone of your defensive core for the next however many years. McAvoy and Carlo are big ones, Mike. That's a big,
no
big,
question.
Big change in the organization.
Okay, just one more from Sweeney. Just that whole thing about the progression. No playoffs, first round, second round, now third round in his 4 years.
Just looking for the finish line. We got a tough opponent in Carolina. There's a team that forechecked really hard. Their D are really active. I think since February, they've been, you know, a team that found a way to start to score some goals. Their goaltending was excellent. We got a tough challenge in front of us. It's just the next step. We worry about game one and move on. And I think our group overall has an even keel to it. Again, testament to our coaching staff and how well they prepare the players. And then, of course, to our players themselves.
Our group.
Fenway Sports Group.
The group thing. Oh, I can't stand that.
It's either that or an orgy.
It's not a group. It's a team. You have a team.
Or organization.
No, it's team. Team. Our team. Our team. It's a team. We're playing team sports. It's not a group. It's not the marketing group on the third floor. It's not the group that you've assembled to go out and raise money. It's not your fundraising group. Nope. It's a hockey team. All right, so anyway, back to your phones. Here's Larry in Nashua on Charlie McAvoy and that suspension. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I just had a question. I tried to ask you to screen it, but so Backus gets elbowed in the face.
Oh, God, with this.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That guy didn't get a game suspension, correct?
So, Larry, let me ask you. If they had suspended the guy that elbowed Backus, what does that change with McAvoy? Like, what does it change
to you? I'm just looking for consistency.
You are really? Are you really?
Well, yeah, no. Listen, he hit the guy in the face. If that's the rule, that's the rule. I just want him to do it consistently.
So I explained this yesterday. I'll explain it again. That was an elbow. There is a penalty on the books called elbowing, where you hit someone with your elbow.
So you can elbow someone in the head?
No, that's an infraction. You go to the box for 2 minutes. That's elbowing. Now, if you want to make all elbow, if you want to eliminate the elbowing penalty and just call them all hits to the head, I think that would be a little more consistent, and it wouldn't lead to baby fans crying about the McAvoy thing, and you would just be consistent. But there is a penalty on the books called elbowing that is not a hit to the head. It's different because you're hitting him with your elbow versus what McAvoy did, lining him up from 10 to 12 feet away and then cranking him with his shoulder. That's a different degree. Now, if you want to make all elbowing penalties hits to the head and eliminate elbowing, fine with me. Then that'd be more consistent and there'd be less room for crying, which I'm in favor of. But I can go back and watch that clip, but I think it was just Backus and the other guy in the corner, and he cranked him with the elbow. He didn't take a run at him. He didn't crank him along the boards. He didn't hit him with the shoulder. He elbowed him.
So I thought he did it on the move, coming in and lifted his elbow and hit him in the head.
And if he did, and that's a suspension, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But how does that change the McAvoy thing?
It doesn't. It doesn't. But
it just gives you something to cry about.
Yeah, but I don't think it's wrong to say that there was inconsistency there.
Yeah, it's hard. There's going to be inconsistencies in all of these. These are judgment calls.
I know, but again, so then you agree that there was an inconsistency.
Perhaps.
Okay, that's all. Like, again, because I think there was an inconsistency. Well, no, I don't think it's wrong to make the argument that he just made.
I'm just trying to be fair. When I saw it in real time, I thought it was just an elbow. They still have elbowing on the books for when you elbow a guy, and 99.9% of elbowings come to the head. They don't call you for elbowing if you elbow him in the shoulder. So that was just your garden variety elbow. That's what I thought. So I did not equate the two. But I'm just trying to be fair. If you want to, you can, but I don't think you care about that. I think you want to cry about the McAvoy thing. And I'm not talking about you, Matt.
No, I understand.
Bruins fans out there. Ross and Bill Ricker. Go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to get to Bruins fans, but real quick on Sweeney, another thing you guys are leaving out is how he has one of the easiest locker rooms, like cap-wise, with Bergeron, Chara, Marchand, all taking pretty significant pay cuts, giving them a lot of leeway.
Well, he deserves credit for the Marchand and Chara stuff, because those are his deals.
I mean, those are his deals, but those are the guys. I feel like it's set where no one's taken much more money than Bergeron and Krejci, so to speak, especially with the Pastrnak.
We're about to find out with McAvoy, aren't we?
True, yeah. But anyways, I just wanted to get to Bruins fans. I think, Felger, because you are a Bruins fan, you don't see it, that they are just as bitchy and whiny as the rest of us. Just as bitchy and whiny as the rest of us. How often did you hear these past two, when Bergeron, Pastrnak, and Marchand aren't going, oh, you know, they're hurt. You know, they must be hurt. Something's wrong. And then they get going, and are they hurt still? Are they, you know, they're putting up all these points. Are they still hurt? Did everything suddenly go away?
I'm going to disagree with you on that. Maybe they're as bitchy and whiny when it comes to officials as the rest of you. That maybe is proving itself out. But I hear a lot of people get on Marchand when he doesn't produce. And I hear a lot of people say, what's this great thing about Patrice Bergeron? No, I think Bruins fans are more willing to get on their players for lack of performance than any other team. They're good players anyway. But maybe the ref thing, maybe that's your blind spot. Because, boy, you guys are embarrassing on this McAvoy thing. He cranked him in the head. What's not to see? They've been cracking down on this for years.
Patriots fans and Celtics fans are the worst. They're the worst.
I thought Bruins fans were better. Maybe I'm wrong. Cy Sal in Leominster?
Cy Sal in Leominster, that's right.
What's up,
Bruins
Cy Sal?
Fonts. Let me tell you something. Carolina's won 74% of the games since December 31st. 8-9 in the playoffs. Beat Washington, you are deathly afraid of. These guys are really good. Slavin and Pesci, great deep air. And Matt is doing fabulous when he is skating against the wind at some point soon.
We'll work on that one for you.
They have good D. And I'm a big believer in, I think D is more important than forward, especially at this time of year. They have good, but they're young. They're young and Sallies, as evidenced by Doug Hamilton. He's a Sally.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.